This is Akashvani, the news read by Sharanya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's achievement and success have sparked a new wave of hope across the globe. He said, "Today the whole world is saying that it is an era of India." Addressing an event organized by private news channel in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said India is driving global growth today and moving at a faster pace on the path of development. Prime Minister Modi said, "Today's India think big, set ambitious target and delivers remarkable result." Mr. Modi said India is among the top 5 country in solar energy capacity. He said 42 lakh crore rupees have been transferred into the account of the beneficiaries so far through direct benefit transfer. Mr. Modi said 25 crore people have been lifted out of poverty. The Prime Minister said he wants to bring 1 lakh youngsters into politics and they should be the first timers in their families. Electronic and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that India will develop its own graphic processing unit within the next 3 to 4 years. He said that the cost of India's AI model computation GPU is the lowest in the world, at around 67 rupees per hour after a 40% government subsidy. Launching the AI Coach, AI Compute Portal and other AI initiative in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav said that 1 year ago, the India AI mission was approved by the cabinet and the country has achieved a lot in the field of artificial intelligence. He said that earlier the government had set a target of 10,000 GPU but has surpassed the target and reached 14,000. The minister said that in the coming 5 years, India will be among the top 5 nations in the world in key technology sectors like semiconductors, artificial intelligence and telecom. Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai has interacted with around 200 tribal youth under the Tribal Youth Exchange Program in New Delhi. This youth belonging to the tribal district of Chhattisgarh and Odisha are currently on a tour to the national capital. Interacting with these tribal youth, the union minister said a lot of development work has taken place in the left-wing extremism-affected district of the country. He mentioned that network of roads and railway have been developed and new school have been opened in this district. Mr. Rai said that the tribal communities have contributed a lot to the country's struggle for freedom and preserving its culture. He appealed to the youth to contribute making India a developed nation by 2047. The government bills, the Nagaland Town and Country Planning Bill 2025 and Investment and Development Authority of Nagaland Bill 2025 were passed yesterday during the ongoing budget session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly. 3 new bills, the Rule for Administration of Justice and Police in Nagaland Bill 2025, the Nagaland Work Charge and Casual Employees Regulation Bill 2025, and the Nagaland Good and Services Tax Bill 2024 were also introduced in the House. NLA Speaker Sharingan Lokkumar announced that both bills would be taken up for passage today. Meanwhile, several annual administrative reports of the state departments were also tabled along with the government rules and reports. An active terrorist of Babbar Khalsa International and ISI module identified as Lajar Masih has been nabbed by the Uttar Pradesh Special Task Force and Punjab Police in joint operation yesterday. According to UPSTF, the operation was carried out in Khokraj Police Station area of Kaushambi district. The security personnel have recovered illegal arms and explosives, including 3 active hand grenades, 2 active detonators, 13 cartridges and 1 foreign-made pistol from the possession of the terrorist. Uttar Pradesh DGP Prashant Kumar said that the accused Masih had planned a major terrorist attack during the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. And in Women Premier League WPL T20 cricket match, Mumbai India beats UP Warriors by 6 wickets, chasing 151, MI knocked off the target 18.3 over. And that is the end of this news bulletin.